Friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this edition of the Archie Hardy program, as once again we declare to you, souls are crying and men are dying. We must do all we can to win the lost at any cost. And the message you will hear today is a great witnessing tool that will help you to share God's love with those who need to know. I'm Sharon Knotts, and I'm happy to introduce this message that I preached at Faith Tabernacle Church, the greatest offer ever made. John 3:16 is the greatest story ever told of the greatest offer ever made by the greatest person who ever lived. You may think you've heard all there is to preach about this verse, but I urge you to listen to this message today, and your eyes will be opened and your heart enlightened to this truth in a way you've never experienced before. Both comforting and convicting, the greatest offer ever made will flood your heart with the power of the gospel. And now the message.
Hallelujah. We just welcome everyone today on this Resurrection Day. Hallelujah. There's nothing like the presence of the Lord. Amen. If you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to the book of John? And we're going to be in John mostly this morning, so you might want to hold your place when you get there to John, the third chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. Just hold your place there for a moment or two. I want to begin by relating something to you that I recently read that's of interest, and it relates to what I'm going to minister on this morning. On September 12th, 1878, the British government planted on English soil an obelisk from Egypt. Now, an obelisk is a column monument like our Washington Monument. How many know what the Washington Monument looks like? Amen. And so there was one in Egypt called Cleopatra's Needle, and they transplanted that monument, that obelisk, to English soil. And they planted it on the Thames River overlooking London. Now, this obelisk was built 3,500 years ago by the Egyptians. It's a granite column that's covered with Egyptian hieroglyphics. And the English took this monument and it stands in London. But they buried in the base of the monument a time capsule. How many have heard of people doing that? A time capsule, and they put in the time capsule various articles of the Victorian English life that was during the time of the Victorian age in England. And some of the things that were in that time capsule were coins from that time period, a directory of the city, 12 photographs of the most beautiful women of that time, some children's toys, and also in that time capsule, they also buried with it one verse from the Bible printed in 215 different languages. And that's the verse I would like us to read together today in John 3:16. Amen. Most of you know it by heart, but let's read it because we want to get every phrase and every word. John 3:16, are you ready? Together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Amen. The greatest verse on love in the whole Bible is John 3:16. It expresses the irreducible love of God, because as far as God is concerned, it all comes down to this. He loved us when we didn't even know him. He gave his Son so that we could know him. We believe. We receive the free gift of eternal life. This is the greatest story ever told about the greatest offer ever made by the greatest person who ever lived. How many would like to know a little bit more about this offer? Amen. Well, while you're in John, flip over to John 17:3. And we're going to find out a little more about this greatest offer ever made. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Eternal life is to know the true and living God. And the only way that you can know the true and living God is through his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he sent into the world. And then the Bible says in John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. So God gave, but we must receive. And eternal life is knowing God through a personal relationship with his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he sent, the anointed one, the Messiah. Now we're going to look at this verse, syllable or phrase by phrase, I should say. So we begin with, for God so loved the world. The love of God for you and me is literally unsearchable. It's unsearchable. It's unfathomable. You can never measure the depths of God's love. In fact, Paul said in Ephesians, and you don't have to turn there, I'll just tell you what he said in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter. He prayed a prayer. He said, my prayer for you is that you might come to know what is, and he said, I want you not only to know, he said, I want you to comprehend. And when you comprehend something, it means you get it. You wrap your mind around it. You receive understanding. You receive the revelation and the insight of it. He doesn't want you to just know it because someone quoted it to you or you read it yourself in the scripture, but you wrap your mind. You come to the fullness of the understanding. He says, I want you to know the breadth, and that's just an old-fashioned word for width. I want you to know the width and the length and the depth and the height and to know the love of God which passeth knowledge. Now, Paul said, I want you to know what is unknowable. So is this a paradox? No, it's not. It's not, because the more that you know God and the more that you know God's love for you, the more there is to know. Just when you think that you've come to the point that you understand how much God loves you, when you've come to that point, you've only just begun. You will never ever come to the nth degree of God's love, because God's love is unsearchable. And no matter how much you think, how much you know he loves you, it's like a gift that keeps on giving and keeps on giving and keeps on giving. Now, I want you to turn, keep your finger in John, because we'll come back. But I do want you to turn with me to Romans, the 5th chapter. We're going to try to wrap our mind around the love of God. We'll never be able to do it fully because our minds are too puny. Our minds are too finite to comprehend that which is infinite, the love of God. But in Romans, the 5th chapter, and verse 6, we read, these are my favorite verses, some of them. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Now for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. It's going to be hard to find someone willing to die for a righteous man. Peradventure, or maybe perhaps for a good man, some would even dare to die. Not too many, but maybe some. But God commended or manifested his love towards us in that while, somebody say while, we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, when we were at our weakest, that's what it means when it says we were without strength. We were at our weakest. What do you mean? We were too weak to say no to sin. We were too weak to stop sinning. We didn't have the power to stop sinning. The things we didn't want to do, we hated, we didn't want to do them. We found them distasteful, despicable, but we did them anyway. Why? We were too weak to do anything about it. You can't go tell the sinner stop sinning. unless you give him the power to stop. And the power is through Jesus Christ. The same power that raised him from the dead, that he's alive today. That same power raises you up out of your sin. But when we were at our weakest point, at our lowest point, when there was no way out, he said, in due time. What does it mean in due time? At the right time. When we needed him most. Oh, Jesus always shows up when you need him most. Amen. A lot of people, they're out there in what the Bible calls the pleasure of sin for a season. You see, the Bible does say that there's pleasure in sin. But don't forget the for a season part. But when the season is over and the pleasure is gone, and now there's nothing but bondage and addiction and misery and unhappiness and questions and fear of death and fear of hell, that's the due time. That's the right time. That's when Jesus shows up. Amen. He loved us when we were ungodly and while we were yet in our sins. Amen. And not only that, this is what really gets to me. He was willing to pay full price for us when we were damaged goods. Now, I don't know about you, but I am willing, and I even look for bargains sometimes. You know, you look for a bargain because it's got a button missing. Well, you know what? Knock $20 off. I can sew on my own button. Amen? But you know how it is. You don't want to pay full price for it if it's got a dent in it. You say, hey, man, that's got a dent down there. Can't you knock something off? Don't you do that? That's why they have scratch and dent sections, because they know people will not pay full price for something that's got something wrong with it. They'll buy it cheaper. But God paid full price for us when we were damaged goods, when we were full of sin, when we were full of iniquity, then we had all kinds of sin in our life. He paid the price of the blood of his son.
Amen. I trust that you are being immensely blessed by this uplifting and gracious message, the greatest offer ever made. John 3:16 is the greatest story ever told about the greatest offer ever made by the greatest person who ever lived. It expresses in one verse the irreducible love of God, and it all comes down to one thing. He loved us even when we didn't know him. Paul wrote in the Ephesians that his prayer was that we would know the width, the length, the depth, and the height of the love of God that is past knowing. Is this a paradox? No, because the more you come to know the love of God, the more there is to know. In this carefully structured teaching, we will see by examining every phrase of John 3:16, the unsearchable riches of God's love to whosoever will. And in this day of rising false messiahs, we must know there is only one Savior, one Redeemer, one Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Either he was a liar, a lunatic, or he is Lord as he said. He stands alone on the pages of history, the only way, truth, and life. I really hope that you will order this message and consider sharing it with someone who is in danger of perishing. Yes, even the greatest story ever told bears a warning of judgment. And for every whosoever in your life who thinks that he or she is outside of the circle of God's love and forgiveness, or who appears to be just unconvicted about their need for a Savior, this stirring delivery will surely strike the hidden chord of their heart's deepest need. It is available on CD and audio cassette for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer SK141 CD for the CD or SK141T for the audio tape. Please send your request and orders to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online at rghardy.org.